W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH. The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. What have you stumbled into now? What? I told you on Wednesday I didn't want to do this show anymore.
We out, bitches.
So the Nate Darling Show, as we mentioned, 666 and done.
It's over with.
But don't you fret none. Fret none.
Fret none.
Don't fret none. The WTH Podcast is right here for you. It popped up in your Apple Podcast. I would believe so, unless I royally fuck something up.
This wouldn't be the first time.
It would not. It would not. But the WTH Podcast continues. New website, although the old one still works, WTHpod.com. Very exciting. We are on Instagram as well.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yup. On Instagram.
Oh, shit, we have a gram.
Mm-hmm.
We got a gram.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not as we're recording this.
We'll have a story.
By Friday, we might. I left my phone, so I didn't take any photos. Feel free to take some photos and send them my way. And then we can do something. Still that, I don't know. So if you're asking yourself, what is going to be different? Well, the name and the intro are going to be different. There's going to be a few other things that are different, and that is we are now going to have new shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're going back to that format, a little bit shorter, somewhere in the between 30 and 45 minutes of show. So a little bit shorter, but you'll get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, fresh new content.
That's something most people would like, you know, shorter but more often.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. You talking about your wife?
Yep.
Yeah, that's back too. Got a lot of stuff going on. So that's really the exciting thing is we're moving forward toward being in the Darling New Media studios as that is getting closer and closer and closer. Hopefully we'll have an announcement next week about when we're going to be in. There was talk of a temporary certificate of occupancy
temporary
this week.
Awesome.
That's incredibly good news. So we are looking to be in next month.
Awesome.
We should be able to be in and recording in the new studios next month.
I'll give somebody a call.
Yup. And you can do your podcast there too.
That's
the beauty of it all. All of the shit I'm trying to figure out here with the cameras and everything else, that will all be ironed out by the time anybody else's podcast gets anywhere near it. So that's part of the goal. But the WTH podcast is here. It's WTH 667. So we're not starting over at one.
No. You're doing a lot of damn work. A lot of goddamn work.
Yeah. And you can still be clicking that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com.
And a Target.
Mm-hmm. The Shop Target thing there too. And hopefully more sponsors as we move forward.
Yeah. And also, I mean, it's important to, like, if it's the first time you've been listening here, Nate has been in the industry for his whole life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was born in a podcast barn. That's how it goes.
He knows what's going on.
I tries to knows my shit. I've been podcasting for 8 years now.
Right. And you've been in media
and TV, radio, the whole shebang for a longer than I would like to say.
Yeah.
Long enough to account for every gray beard hair that I have.
Which is a lot, people. He has a big beard.
It's inverse to your bank account.
Yes.
When you work in radio, your gray hair is inverse to your bank account.
That's pretty true.
That's what I'm saying. It's what I am saying.
So you're saying I made a good choice then?
Yeah. It's at a certain point, you have to get out of radio. Whether you like it or not, yeah. Whether you want to or not, everyone gets out of radio.
Yeah. And you know what? Carson Daly thanks every day for it.
Carson, well, unless, you know what, the exception would be Ryan Seacrest. Because Ryan Seacrest is taking all of the jobs.
He just wants everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And he's the Steve Harvey of radio.
Of entertainment. Like, thank him for the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck Ryan Seacrest.
Told you, bro.
Yep.
Told you, bro.
All of that and Kelly and Ryan and all sorts of other nonsense. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. So big changes coming.
What
big
the
changes
hell?
Moving forward. Yeah. What the hell is really what we gotta say. And
well, allow me to retort.
Yeah. And Jason.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
So there will be compliments thrown about here, you know. Then, of course, there's other things.
I touched a guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Yeah, there's that.
That did happen.
I've not been to Hebrew school, so not I.
Me either.
So that would just leave Jason.
And Nate is control of all of these. He has control of all of that. So
yeah, I've put it off to the side to deal with other things. So it's really weird. I have to look over, and it's like trying to drive and text at the same time.
Oh, I know. I do that every day.
And the show difficult. The show is going to crash if I continue to do that. So, the show has a new name. Please follow us on Instagram, and just search for WTH. Podcast. I think that's our Instagram. Anyway.
Pod.
It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Podcast.
P-A-H-D.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
There'll be more. So if you really want to know and you're on Twitter, follow me at Nate Darling and I'll have the info there as well. And of course, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whoo, let's get into it. I've titled this first story, Congressman Moron. Why? Well, John Kerry was in front of Congress and this happened.
He once trusted to fill his top national security positions. It sounds like you're questioning the credentials of the president's advisors currently, but I don't think we should question your credentials today. Isn't it true you have a science degree from Yale? What's that?
Bachelor of Arts degree.
Is it a political science degree?
Yes, political science.
So how do you get a Bachelor of Arts in a science?
Well, it's liberal arts education and degree. It's a bachelor.
Okay, so it's not really science. So I think it's somewhat appropriate that somebody with a pseudoscience degree is here pushing pseudoscience in front of our committee today. I want to ask you.
Are you serious? I mean, this is really serious happening here.
You know what? It is serious. You're calling the president's cabinet a kangaroo court. Is that serious?
I'm not calling his cabinet a kangaroo court. I'm calling this committee that he's putting together a kangaroo committee.
What are you saying, that he doesn't have educated adults there now?
I don't know who it has yet because it's secret.
Well, you said it in your testimony.
Why would he have to have a secret analysis of climate change?
Okay. This man is an elected official from the great state of Kentucky.
He's one of those people that are so smart that they're stupid.
You have a science degree, right?
A political science degree.
And the thing is, he has a science degree from MIT. How the fuck did that happen?
He has a master's degree from MIT, actually.
Yeah.
He has been a U.S. representative of Kentucky's 4th Congressional District since 2012. Yeah. He ran a startup company based in Massachusetts where he previously studied robotics at MIT. He is an engineer by practice and education. He's been described as a libertarian Republican and is associated with the House Liberty Caucus.
He's another one of those dumbasses that don't realize that you being a libertarian is nice when you don't have to build the fucking infrastructure.
So here's the question. Is he stupid or is he a liar? That's an Adam Carolla question. I'll give him credit. Stupid or liar? Representative Thomas Massie. Because he's a smart guy because he has an engineering degree from MIT. Is he so smart he's stupid or is he just a liar? Jason?
Fuck, man. I'm going to have to say that like, there's part of me that wants to say that he's a liar. Mm-hmm. He's saying it because he's hoping to confuse people and to make a, you know, a point about political science being pseudoscience. But then at the same time, I just listening to like the way he was talking, he sounded like he was like fucking way stoned. Like he sounded like computer bros. Like, you know, like a, like there's a certain type of guy that I've met before. That's like, you know, anyhow, he seemed like a kind of like a bro a little bit like, all right. Like, so you have a degree for you're a scientist? Like, the way that you just talk, like, I don't know, like...
I'm going to set this John Kerry up. I got him.
I got this. I know what I'm going to say. You're a scientist, huh?
Kareem, stupid or liar?
He's stupid.
Yeah, he's just stupid.
I'm going to go with liar. He believes life begins at conception. He opposes federal funding being used for abortion services and supports defunding Planned Parenthood. He does have a B-plus rating from Normal for his voting history regarding cannabis-related causes. He supports veterans having access to medical marijuana if recommended by their Veterans Health Administration doctor and if it's legal for medicinal purposes in their state of residence. He supports industrial hemp farming and expanded research into medical marijuana. He also supports dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. He said that the evidence behind the scientific consensus on climate change is not compelling. He said that there's a conflict of interest for some of the people doing the research, adding, I think some people are trying to integrate backwards, starting with the answer and working the other way. I think the jury is still out on the contribution of our activities to the change in the Earth's climate. 5% of actual scientists disagree with him?
Yeah. And the only ones that agree, the ones that are suspect are the ones that disagree.
Yeah, they're the ones that work for the companies.
Yeah.
Massie also supports dismantling the Environmental Protection Agency. He voted to block the U.S. Department of Defense from spending on climate adaptation. He voted to repeal the Stream Protection Rule, which imposed stricter requirements on coal mining to prevent coal debris from getting into waterways.
Of course he did.
He also supports repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He's in Kentucky, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the people in Kentucky who voted for him should be allowed to drink coal dust.
Oh, allowed? They're encouraged.
Yes.
Even the people who didn't vote for him that just happened to live there. Fun fact, that whole exchange that we just heard has made it to his Wikipedia page.
It's probably the only thing that he didn't put up there himself.
Does he come from money? Does he come from a long line of...
I don't believe so, and I believe he and his wife live off the grid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So he's just one of those dudes.
Yeah, he's an MIT guy.
Yeah, so he built...
this city on rock and roll, yeah.
He took a Tesla battery and built like a solar panel thing or something.
That's what he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how he's able to live off the grid.
I mean, good for him, I guess. I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, but he's still got to use all the rest of the shit that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. No, fuck him.
He's probably got a filter that gets that coal dust out of his water, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, of course, because everybody should be able to have that. Yeah. Well, they just didn't work hard enough. That's why they don't have it.
Mm.
Their parents didn't work hard enough. Their parents' parents. Well, they worked hard as slaves. But then, you know, the next generation, they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck these.
So that happened. And then this story popped across my orbit.
Let's hear it.
From Politico. Oh, Politico. This, last April, Donald Trump went to Mount Vernon, home of George Washington. And he had some advice for George Washington. During that guided tour last April with French President Emmanuel Macron, and I'm guessing after this was when Macron started to really give him the side eye. Trump learned that Washington was one of the major real estate speculators of his era, so he couldn't understand why America's first president didn't name his historic Virginia compound or any of the other property he acquired after himself, saying, "If he was smart, he would have put his name on it." That's according to three sources briefed on the exchange. You got to put your name on stuff or no one remembers you. Go ahead.
I mean, let's see, like, how many elementary schools, public buildings, like, named after, how many states, the capital?
Just the one state.
But then also we have Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. right? District of Columbia. What else do we have?
That monument.
Yeah, Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm. The small town I was born in.
Washington. Yeah. I mean, there's so many small towns throughout America called Washington. And then how many elementary schools? Like, I'm telling you, like.
So the VIP's tour guide for the evening, Mount Vernon president and CEO Doug Bradburn, told the president that Washington did, after all, succeed in getting the nation's capital named after him. Good point, Trump said with a laugh.
Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot.
America's 45th president is open about the fact he doesn't read much history, he said in July of 2016, before a lot of people voted for him, that he'd never read a presidential biography and had no plans to do so. Though he is an avid fan of George Patton. I'm guessing he didn't read about him either. He probably just saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, George is.
Right. Former White House aides say Trump initially did not know the history of the Resolute Desk, which has been used by presidents since Rutherford B. Hayes, though he now enjoys showing it off to visitors in the Oval Office.
He's that dude.
Oh, he really is.
He's like totally that dude.
As Tom Arnold said, and I quote, "He and I are the same kind of dumbass." Now, Trump's lack of interest in presidential history, said the historian John Meacham, means he has basically thrown out one set of data available to him. "We don't have anything else to study. It's all you've got." It also stands in contrast to the fascination of other presidents with their predecessors. Even former President George W. Bush, not known as a tweety intellectual, consumed several presidential biographies while in office. A spokeswoman for Mount Vernon pointed to a statement posted on the estate's website at the time of the president's visit. "We are always happy to extend the famous Washington hospitality to the President of the United States and visiting dignitaries from around the world." The White House did not respond for us for comment.
Even if he's a dumbass.
Now, the president's disinterest in Washington made it tough for the tour guide to sustain Trump's interest during the 45-minute tour of the property, which he later described to his associates as, quote, "truly bizarre." The Macrons, Bradbury has told several people, were far more knowledgeable about the history of the property than the president. A former history professor with a PhD, Bradburn was desperately trying to get Trump interested in Washington's house. That's according to a source familiar with the visit, telling the president that Washington was an 18th century real estate titan who had acquired the property throughout Virginia and would become known in what would now become known as Washington, D.C. Trump asked whether Washington was, quote, "really rich," according to a second person familiar with the visit. "In fact, Washington was either the wealthiest or among the wealthiest Americans of his time, thanks largely to his mini real estate empire. That is what Trump was really excited about most." If Trump was impressed with Washington's real estate instincts, he was less taken by Mount Vernon itself, which the first president personally expanded from a modest 1.5-story home to an 11,000-square-foot mansion. The rooms, Trump said, were too small, the staircases too narrow, and he even spotted some unevenness in the floorboards. He said he could have built the place better and for less money.
Oh, my God.
Now, Mount Vernon has a policy of not providing details about high-profile visits outside the official statements provided by the organization. That's according to a spokesperson telling Politico.
Sad thing is Mount Vernon will probably be here longer after fucking Trump Tower.
Well, we'll see how everything goes. But Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the other thing. His supporters don't care, and if anything, they enjoy the fact that the liberal snobs are upset that he doesn't know much about history. Because it's not about anything other than owning the libs.
Oh, yeah, all those libtards.
So the more upset you get, but that's why I laugh at this nonsense. Because if you get upset about it, all you're doing is feeding into their, ha-ha, we're owning the libs. It's like, no. I'm not giving you what you want. I'm sorry. I'll laugh at the moronic behavior. I'm not going to get upset about it. Because in the end, this matters not.
I need to just tell myself not to look at the comments ever.
Well, Facebook is nothing but comments.
I know. But then, like, I'll look at an article that somebody has, and then I'll look at the comments, like, underneath the article, and it's just always just so sad.
Uh-huh.
It just makes me so sad. Just so many people are so angry, and I just wonder what they're all so angry about.
Well, you're angry, too.
I try not to be.
It's true. Everybody is pissed off. That ultimately is the thing, is there is this anger. And if you're on Facebook and you see in a comment thread where there is a lot of calling someone a libtard or whatever angry term they're choosing to use at that moment, I like to go to their Facebook profile and just poke around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that I see a lot of in these Facebook profiles, either their profile picture or their cover photo, it's usually there's a couple of little children there, either their kids or their grandkids. Sometimes they're with them, sometimes they're not. And I just think to myself, do your grandkids see you this angry and ridiculous and attacking people? Is that what they see? Is that the face you're showing to your kids? Are you getting that angry at strangers for holding a different viewpoint than you? A viewpoint that, you know, you're arguing over who loves the country more, really. You're like, you can't love the country. You want to allow immigrants to come here. Like, yeah, we got a Statue of Liberty. Liberty. I do enjoy the threats of, oh, we're gonna take all of these migrants and bus them to sanctuary cities. Oh, so you're gonna put them on trains, are you? Where have we heard that before? You know, I bet Mussolini's granddaughter loved that on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
I don't follow her. In fact, I don't follow Trump on Twitter. I see enough Trump tweets without having to follow him.
Yes.
Every now and then, I will go to his Twitter feed just so you. And I encourage everybody to, it's really our only presidential library that we have at this point for him. And just see the venom and the anger and the all caps and the lashing out that happens there. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you took a slightly disheveled man, put him on a street corner, and had him read Donald Trump's tweets verbatim, yelling at the points where there's all capitals, every Trump voter in America would avoid that guy.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
I look at his Twitter feed sometimes because some of the shit that he says is so ridiculous that I think somebody sent a fake tweet.
Right? You're like, is this a real?
Like, he didn't really say this shit, did he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
And then go to his page and like, yeah, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, God, dude, man.
And then I just shake my head and move on. It's like, oh, Grandpa's off the meds again.
Yeah.
Except Grandpa has the nuclear code, so, you know, whatever.
I think the Democratic Party should let him do whatever the fuck he wants to do for the next 2 years.
Mm.
Every crazy idea that he has.
I think that's Nancy Pelosi's idea.
I think every crazy idea that he has for the next 2 years, they should just step back and let him do it.
Mm.
That's the quickest way to get him out of office.
Well, the quickest way to get him out of office is going to be the 2020 election.
Yeah, but I'm saying, nothing. No,
you're right.
But I'm saying if for the first 2 years, you had all these people that were wrangling him in,
yeah,
to keep him from doing all the dumb shit that he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's obviously clearly emboldened by what he sees as full vindication in the Mueller report.
Right. But they've hemmed him in enough to where the Republicans have done the stuff that they wanted to do and not let him really go off the rails with shit. And so it kind of makes his supporters, he looks somewhat confident to them. If we had to let him do the shit that he really wanted to do, the economy would have crashed by now. We might have been in a war, but people would see through his shit and be like, okay, we need to get rid of this motherfucker.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a great plan, you know, for the economy to crash and all. But
and for some, you know, parents to find out their kid got killed overseas.
Well, I mean, that happens anyway.
Well, I mean, more. I mean, it's going to happen. More.
Yeah. But.
Thank you, Billy Idol. More.
So,
that's what I was doing, bro.
So, but if there's a possibility that he might get reelected, so that'll be 4 more years that he can actually do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed if you had to went ahead and let him do that for the first 2 years so people could saw how crazy he was and then they could impeach his ass.
All right. Well, speaking of crazy, have you ever heard anything good coming out of Palmdale, California?
Jason, that's your old stomach ground, isn't it?
No.
Now at 11, breaking news, a fast food restaurant attack. A security guard shaken. Families terrified as a naked man goes after customers with a knife until he is stopped by gunfire.
NBC4's Rick Montanez is live in Palmdale with the security guard takedown. Rick.
Jonathan and Kathy, right now I want to tell you investigators are inside. A team of detectives are interviewing witnesses at this McDonald's right now. They're trying to figure...
They're inside a team of detectives? Phrasing.
He is hyped.
Figure out what caused this unidentified 29-year-old man to strip off his clothes, run inside, and stab a man who was just having dinner with his family. Late tonight, a reunion between husband and wife, hours after a violent rampage. This man says his wife was eating in McDonald's with her family when someone ran inside with a knife. The tirade began around 4:30 when a man crashed his black car outside of Carl's Jr. on Avenue S and 25th Street East. The LA County Sheriff's Department says the man then ran across the street to McDonald's. After completely stripping off his clothes, he went inside, then stabbed an 88-year-old man who was eating with his family.
The suspect then exited the business and was confronted by an armed security guard, at which time he assaulted the security guard.
Witnesses say they talked with the security guard, who was visibly shaken once deputies arrived. Paramedics took the innocent victim to the hospital. He is expected to be okay. His attacker later died at the hospital.
You don't know what that guy was going through, you know. Something had to be going through his head. Something. He had to be under some type of influence to react like that and try to hurt people, you know.
Investigate.
All right, I want to find this guy. I want to find Mr. You know what? He probably had some stuff going on in his life that he wanted to strip naked, run over to the McDonald's, and start stabbing people. What's this guy got to gain out of this? He's out there hey, I'm on TV. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the point of view where I sort of go, hey, man, you don't know what he had going on in his life. Maybe what drove him to be stabbing? You don't know.
Well, you can't have that conversation while you're trying to stab me.
That is suspect, though, that, like, I mean, did he have maybe, like, some type of aneurysm or something? Like, I mean, just, like, because he crashed into something, or was he just drunk or high on something?
Well, we do not know yet.
Yeah, we'll find out, right?
Probably.
Let's follow up on this one. We'll put a tab on this and come back, because there are some questions that I have, because that is fucking crazy.
Well, yeah.
What absolutely. The hell?
Well, he might have been on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I said, we can have that conversation after I either kick your ass or shoot you because you're not stabbing me. Sorry.
Well, I'm just like, you know, if you're on the scene, you're like, I'm on TV. I need to say something profound. You don't know what was going on in his life.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what was going on in his life. He crashed his car into a Carl's Jr., stripped naked, ran across the street, and started stabbing people at the McDonald's.
It sounds like some type of crazy thing happened to him, like all of a sudden, because he was just in his car driving down the road.
He was in his car, drunk or high.
With a knife.
With a knife.
Uh-huh.
Driving down the road.
But I have a pocket knife.
Like I said, we could have that conversation after you are disarmed.
Well, we did. We had the conversation after he was dead at the hospital.
What type of knife also are we talking about? Are we talking like about like a little pocket knife? Are we talking about
unclear?
Like a chef's knife? Are we talking about Like, that's not a knife. This is a knife.
Maybe it was a katana that he bought off of the Shop at Home Network.
It could have been that,
back
too,
in the day.
But those were never sharpened.
You can't stab me with shit.
Sorry. All right, let's go and do this.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Meet Mustafa Demaray. Yeah, until yesterday at least, the 25-year-old was employed at a 7-Eleven in Bradenton. Late Saturday evening, 2 weeks into his job at the 7-Eleven, he was there with a female employee with whom he had not previously worked. The woman, Demaray would reportedly tell cops, kept saying that she was bored and wanted to go home. At one point, she sat down on a chair in the small office storage room behind the cash registers, and he followed her inside. The arrest affidavit notes that investigators said that since the woman was bored, he pulled out his penis and asked the victim if she wanted to give him a blowjob. You know, as a way for them to jointly pass the time on the lobster ship. Now, when the female worker declined to fellate him, he pulled his pants up. Before exposing himself, he advised the woman gave him a look while she was on her cell phone. He was arrested Sunday morning on a misdemeanor exposure charge, booked into county jail, being held in lieu of $150 bond. Yeah.
He's being held on it?
Mm-hmm. He didn't have $150, and he ain't gonna.
Man.
You know why? Because he got fired from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, that's people who are dick out at work.
Also in Florida,
you learned that young as a man. I think that, you know, you
pull, hey, she gave him a look.
Yeah, it's not enough. Like, you need more than a look to pull your dick out.
Well, she said she was bored.
Yeah,
that's how every porn starts. Hey, I'm bored.
Nah, I don't know what porn you're watching, man.
You want to say that? I got something for you. Hey, to do,
if
right?
You're bored, it's like. You know, is that like if you had time to leave, you got time to clean? Is
right.
It like,
yep.
You got time to sit, you got time to
suck
lick?
It. You got time to sit, you got time to suck it.
True that.
Also in Florida, a week after paying $8 million for a private island in the Florida Keys, a real estate developer was arrested for stealing $300 in merchandise from a department store. Andrew Lippi, who's 59, was busted on a grand theft felony rap. For allegedly swiping coffee makers, linen, and light bulbs from a Kmart in Key West. According to the PD, he purchased household goods and then returned them, where employees discovered the boxes no longer contained new items. For example, a box that was supposed to hold a $165 Keurig coffee maker had a basketball inside. In another package, used coffee maker replaced a new $55 Hamilton Beach model. During questioning, Lippi denied swapping out the merchandise, which investigators valued at $300.59. He was charged with grand larceny. He was nabbed shortly after returning a $28 bed skirt that he had bought earlier in the day. However, police reported the bed skirt had been replaced by a pillowcase.
Wow.
He's been barred from returning to Kmart.
Makes sense.
It really does. And also, also in Florida, armed with a water gun filled with his own urine, an elderly Florida man squirted a woman several times as she walked her dog in front of his residence. That is not okay. Police charged that Joel Benjamin, 71, approached the female victim, pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine. The woman, who's 50, was walking her dog outside. Benjamin and the victim live in separate apartments at the complex. When questioned by police, he reportedly admitted that he shot the victim with a water gun containing his own urine. He was not sorry. Said he'd do it again.
Yes.
He was booked on a misdemeanor battery charge. Spent about 18 hours in custody before being released on $500 bond. The attack, police say, did not cause bodily harm to the victim. But still. Ew. The hell?
What the hell, man?
You remain to me. I'm gonna pee on you.
Here's one that should be from Florida Corner, but is not.
Oh,
if you're ready for this, headline: woman does karate, son gets nude, dog steals cornbread mix from Walmart.
Dude, we've all been there,
right? This from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where a mother and her son are in custody after causing a ruckus at a Walmart on a Wednesday. Their dog chipped in, too. The Eau Claire Police Department identified 46-year-old Lisa Smith and her 25-year-old son, Benny Van, as the suspects. The investigators said the dog is named Bo. Responding officers said they found Smith yelling in a doorway trying to summon Bo. Smith allegedly brought Bo into the store without a leash, so he easily ditched his owner and started running up to unsuspecting customers.
Take me, please. Rescue me.
Here's the post that the police department put out. Last night, shortly before 8:30 p.m., officers were called to Walmart for retail theft in progress. They were told a female and her dog had shoplifted items from the store. When the officers arrived, they found the female, Lisa Smith, 46-year-old, screaming in the entryway and trying to catch her dog, Bo. They also learned that her son, Benny Van, who's 25, was in the store causing problems. And trying to figure out what happened, officers learned Smith had come into the Walmart with her unleashed dog, Bo. While Bo ran up to customers, Smith erratically started pulling apart store displays and placing them in her cart. She was asked to leave by the staff and left the store to perform karate moves in the parking lot. As one does. In the meantime, Bo got a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix and tried to leave the store, too. Smith was arrested and fought with officers. She also attempted to kick out the window on the squad car. Now, while this was going on, Van had made his way to the back of the store and removed all of his clothing, exposing himself to other customers. Van retrieved new clothing from the racks but did not purchase the items, and when officers approached him, he refused to stop and attempted to run over an officer with his scooter.
What?
What is it when these people get naked?
Smith was arrested for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and misdemeanor bail jumping. Van was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and retail theft. Bo was caught by officers in the store and brought to the Humane Association. The dog was not charged. We issued him a warning for the theft. What the fuck?
Sounds like quite a night.
What the hell?
So did they all like walk through a cloud or something?
You know what you call that? You call that a good trip to Walmart.
That's on a Wednesday. That's what you hope for.
I believe this is why you don't go to Walmart after a certain time of night.
Oh, that's the best time to go, bro.
For people watching.
Oh my man, that is the time.
If you go to Walmart in the South or the Midwest, it's like going to the fucking club.
Well, peopleofwalmart.com really does document it pretty well. But they run across a lot of crazy stuff in California, too.
Sometimes they put it on the West Coast Muzak station. Pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Oh, all sorts of stuff going on. But let's we're at the end of the first WTH podcast. What the hell?
That's WTH pod.
WTHpod.com. But if you're listening, you probably already know that.
You know that.
By the way, you can still, if you're one of those old fashioned people that don't want to give it up, you can still go to NateDarlingShow.com. It's all still there.
And it's pretty much.
The graphics are going to look different.
It's different.
Same graphics. Thing. Same thing. One goes to the other. It's all the same thing.
You'll enjoy
it. It's delightful, no matter which one you use. No matter which one you use. And if you bookmark the Amazon link, it's still the same. You don't have to rebookmark it.
You don't have to rebookmark it.
Are you Jim Bakering me now? Just repeating everything I say?
I'm just trying to be a good co-host.
Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen? Oh, I don't have it potted up. God damn it. God damn it.
You're a professional
DJ. Well, I'm going to hell.
Yep, that's what's happening. Okay, so since it's the end, what do we do at the end of the show?
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Yeah, we do that. The people of Plattsburgh, New York were nothing but giving this week as there was an April 14th version of Speak Out as well. I have half of it on this episode.
Awesome.
It was big enough to split in two. Oh, that's what amazing. She said. You got time to sit. You got time to suck it. Oh,
now he left.
I don't know. Is that a show title?
Yes, that's the show title.
Oh boy. Me too. Hey, now that snowbanks are finally melting, it's about time for politicians to pick up the remainder of their signs. Fair.
That is a fair, completely fair. That kudos.
I live on Tom Miller Road. Traffic is quite heavy, mostly in the daytime hours. The speed limit is 40 miles per hour. However, cars, trucks, motorcycles go above that limit. Of even more concern are the tailgaters. No, they're not talking about people having beers on the back of their car while they're barbecue. No, no. I can look outside at almost any time and see them tightly following the vehicle in front of them. It's a great place for increased New York State police coverage. Well, then why don't you narc on them?
Yeah.
Lady.
Why don't you call them up then? Mm-hmm. Why you gotta let them know?
Hey, my phone caller ID showed calls from my name and phone. I answered after the fifth call. Did you wonder why you were calling yourself? Only to get a human from a foreign country saying they were Microsoft, etc. Told them to put me on the do not call and hung up. How can we stop this and the unwanted callers?
I destroy the world? I mean, get a jitterbug.
My dad has a jitterbug.
Perfect for that person.
Although they're a great call. It's not jitterbug anymore. It's a great call.
Because those commercials are just too lit.
Yeah.
They were lit AF.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been using that a lot lately.
Lit AF?
Lit AF.
WTF, Jason. WTH. WTF?
No.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Lit as fuck.
Yeah.
Not lit ass fuck, though. That's completely
different. That's a different conversation there, Jason.
It really is. And finally, the city is surprised to find asbestos in the Glens Falls Bank building? Come on, folks. What older building doesn't have asbestos? And lead paint and pipes? You gotta be kidding that you're surprised.
That's fair also.
It really is.
This has been one of the most fair, we bookended it.
Yeah. What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Like, come on. The signs, that makes sense. Yes, complain about that.
I'm still thinking about Trump talking about how Washington was a dope for not naming everything after himself.
My gosh, man. What the fuck? What the hell?
By the way, if I hadn't already considered taking my name off of this podcast, just the idea that Trump is going around going that Washington's such a dope for not putting his name on everything would be enough to push me over the edge.
That's the only way you're going to make any money, Nate.
That's right.
If you put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put your name on it.
Put a ring on it.
Put your name on it.
If you got time to sit, you got time to suck it.
You got time to sit, you got time for my dick.
That doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't matter.
We're changing the name of this episode.
You got time to sit, got time for my dick.
Time to sit, time to suck it. With 3 exclamation points. Hey, thanks for joining us for episode 667 of the WTH podcast. Weird, right?
What the hell, man?
What the hell? Thank you to everybody who's come on over from the Nate Darling Show. Thank you for all of the new listeners who might be popping in and discovering us for the first time because our new logo is lit AF. You're cruising through on the iTunes or whatever and you're like, that logo is lit AF. Like, yeah, it is.
Damn right.
It is. It's literally on fire. So it is lit AF. Coming up Monday, we have a fresh new show for you. That's right. New shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now. The hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
It happens.
Yep, a little bit shorter, but so tasty. So have a great weekend and don't do anything stupid, all right?
Okay.
And we will keep the motto of the show. Time to sit, time to suck. No. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. That's all we ask. We'll see you next time.